tall blocks used to come up out the street. Well, we'd get those things and chop them up. You know, that's what you had laid out in the street. It was made out of wood, but they were dipped down in tar. And they were laid down just like your sidewalk. You ever notice your brick? Well, that's the way they had these wooden tar blocks. You made your streets were made out of this. Magazine streets used to be that way. Felicity. Well, you had quite a few of them. But when it would rain and the water would get under there, all the tar blocks would be floating down the street. Well, we had a field there with them. But they came in handy. Man, you put one of them things in that grate. Oh, man, that tar would seep down there. That thing would burn all night long, man. And then these public service used to take some of these poles down and then leave them out there for the people to saw, and then you chop them up. And there'd be about 20, 30 people out there doing work, you know, to get firewood. Then you had to chop kindling wood. And the first one that every morning somebody had to get up to warm the kitchen. Either my sister, my brother, or my mother, when she'd get up and cook the breakfast, whatever we had. Sometimes we'd get oatmeal. That came in handy too. But, well, we said the oatmeal without any milk. But it came in handy. As long as you had something to eat. But coffee, we always did have a little coffee. And bread. Well, we had that. And then the sisters out there at the school, well, they used to send some stuff out there to the, you know, the people that needed it. And they had, they had quite a few people, you know, who would help each other out. Because some had it and some didn't have it. It's just like in every walks of life. Some people got to work and some didn't. So, I tell you now, it was one thing out there, like I can tell you. Everybody was poor, and they had a little compassion with each other, you know what I mean? They knew what it is to like a person and to care about them and to worry that, you know, that they got along. But boy, it's a dog-eat-dog deal now, though. It's not like that no more. In some cases, there are. It's a rarity, though. Because, you know, it's a case now that nobody wants to get involved. And you know what that is, huh? It looks like everybody just goes off and I don't know what changes like that, but it's not in all cases. It's you can see it in different places, and you can hear some people. You can walk outside sometime and you see somebody getting hurt or something. They'd never bother to stop and see if the man really hurt himself or anybody. They just walk about their business. I mean, I couldn't do that, man, because I don't think I could go home and lay my head on that pillow. You know, to know that I could do something for the person. I mean, all it does is take a little effort to find out the man's hurt of him. Anything you can do for him. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, I agree with
you. Yeah. But there's so many people, actually, really. You know, I ran all over a dog one time. No, not a dog, but a cat. It was dark, and the cat ran right out in front of me. And I really didn't see it. I don't know whether, you know, I ran around a block and I come back to see about that poor cat. And he was on the sidewalk then. And I got over there and I picked him up, and the lady came out. She said, "What's the matter?" She said, I knew he got out, but I didn't know where. She said, "I heard you throw on your brake." I said, "Yeah, but I think I hit him." So she picked him up. She said, "Oh, he's a little poor. He'll be all right." So she, but I couldn't, I really couldn't go off and, you know, I want to come back and see if I really hurt the cat. Because you can always help the cat out if you got a broken leg. You can ring up the SPCA, you see, and they'll do something for him.